Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday. It is the 250th birthday of the United States Marine Corps. Hoorah! Well, very happy birthday, Marines. I remind you, 10th of September, 1775, Tun Tavern in Philadelphia. First place that people got together and said, you know, we should have some guys that really know how to fight. Yeah, we should. And so the Continental Marines were born. Very, very happy birthday. I told you all about the cakes, right? There are Marine Corps birthdays and birthday balls taking place all over America. And I have a photo. The Commandant of the Corps used a sword, as is traditional, to cut the birthday cake. I believe it was at the Pentagon, although I'm not entirely sure. But I have the photo and the story posted over on social. So feel free to go over and take a look at it. We have got Jimmy Galliano, retired supervisory special agent for the FBI, who's going to be with us at 3:35. There's a lot of stuff going on in the last couple of days. Last week, right, out in Michigan, breaking up a terror cell. That was pretty big. And it had connections, if I understand it correctly, to New York and New Jersey. Jimmy always joins us with this great law enforcement perspective, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI. But I also love for him to give us a, sort of a gut check in New York City. What exactly is going on up there? And what does the election of Mam Dani do? How does it change the city? Is there going to be that mass exodus, not of just of the general population, although I hear about that, but of the NYPD? I am on any number of these Reddit forums because there's a part of me thinking, you know, someday I'll suit up and I'll get back in the game. And that's not happening, but it's fun. It is fun to read all of the exercises that some guys are going through. And there's a lot of buzz there about, hey, when this happens at NYPD is hurt by Mam Dani, then here's where you ought to go. Or no, this is the agency you ought to go to. MTA police seems to be the number one choice for everybody. And New York State Police apparently getting ready, if I understand the Reddit forums correctly, they're getting ready for a big applicant pool for new troopers up there coming from current NYPD officers. So we'll get Jimmy to provide some perspective on that. You just heard Charles Pyle talking about the markets being up. Our friend Carl Carlson will be along at 4:35. We'll talk about that. And Mort Klein, president of ZOA, Zionist Organization of America. It's been a while since we chatted with Mort. They're at the forefront of this effort to clean up the Heritage Foundation and get the Heritage Foundation out of the business that it seems to be in right now of being way the hell too friendly with real Jew haters. I don't quite understand what's going on with that, but we'll get a sense from Mort. I did some great stuff over the weekend. I'm just going to tell you this very quickly. Yesterday, the anniversary of Kristallnacht, the observance over at Forest Lawn Cemetery, Emek Shalom, is the section where Holocaust observances happen. These are folks who have passed away who were in the Holocaust. It's amazing to hear the connection to Richmond. We were the first place anywhere in America, I didn't know this, first place anywhere in America to have such a section and to have such an observance. I'm going to post a little bit more on social media just so you can see it, but thanks so much to the great people who you remember on last week on this very program. And it was so nice to interact with folks who only learned about it because they were listening to this show the other day. That means a lot. I mean, that really does mean a lot. And so I'm very happy to have played just a tiny little piece in getting folks out to visit. It was very, very meaningful. Very, very meaningful. In addition to all of that, I will tell you the Richmond Jewish Food Festival is up and running. I was over there also yesterday, had the chance, ran over from the Emek Shalom stuff, went over to the Richmond Jewish Food Festival, stocked up, spent way more money than I was supposed to, I guess, but that's okay. I filled up a number of bags with yummy, and that's what we're having for dinner. All right, so now you got all of the updates, and I'm very happy to have provided them. We are also celebrating the 100th anniversary, as you know, of WRVA all this year. All this year. Millard the Mallard. Jerem, can you do me a favor at some point today? I know it has aired at other points, but I would love to make sure that we are going to get the Millard the Mallard Centennial Minute that you put together on the air so that everybody here in the afternoon gets a chance to enjoy it as well. How's that? Yeah, just enjoy it as well. Very important stuff. Charles Pyle, who, as you know, is our news director, has upped the game for our news department so much. It is the best it has been in the entire time that I have been here at News Radio WRVA. That's just the fact. I've been here through any number of people going through that newsroom, and nobody, including the news directors back there, came anywhere close to what Charles does. But Charles had an interesting report there. All of a sudden, the Democrats are ready to reopen the government. Golly! Jeez! So all of these crazy people on Congressman John McGuire's page saying, you know, it's up to them. The Republicans have the government closed. Republicans, all these people do. If you're not part of John McGuire's Facebook page, you need to be. Because it is entertaining for all the wrong reasons. And I know I probably shouldn't hang out there, but there's just a part of me that finds it impossible not to respond to some of the idiotic party puking pablum that passes for, or that's the end of the alliteration, but it passes for conversation over there. Congressman John McGuire will post something. And then all of a sudden, all of these trolls jump on, it's not true, it's not, and they have these pre-packaged memes And I'm just thinking to myself, you people have a lot of time. And then there's the part of myself saying, hey, nitwit, you're spending a lot of time addressing the people who seem to have a lot of time. You actually have family obligations and financial responsibilities. It doesn't appear as if any of those people do. So maybe you want to dial it back. But honest to goodness, just go over there and check it out. Go for the last 2 weeks. You know what? Go through it for the entire time the federal government has been closed down. You and I called it as it was. The Schumer shutdown, right? That's what it was. Always has been that. And we've said that. Now, the left is forced to acknowledge, well, I guess they're not because they're not really honest people, but many have to observe that we were right all along. And that now that the Democrats, a handful of them, have joined other Democrats like John Fetterman saying, hey, listen, we got to reopen this government, man. Now the government's going to be reopened and everything's going to be fine, which is what I told you right from the beginning. Why is there a split, though, as Charles Pyle pointed out in his newscast, between Tiny Tim Kaine and the ever-constipated Mark Warner? Well, I'll tell you why. Because Tiny Tim Kaine at the moment is not running for re-election, and Mark Warner, despite the fact that he said he would never serve more than two terms, is running for what? Term number three, four, five? God only knows. He's been there forever. He's been there so long, he's like one of those grossly obese people during a daytime show who actually grows into the couch and becomes somehow physically part of the couch. That's how long Mark Warner has been there. But he needs the cover of saying, I'm still fighting Trump. For, oh, I don't know, the Trump haters to come out and vote for him as he's running for re-election. Tiny Tim Kaine doesn't need that at the moment, and so he's doing exactly what everybody said was going to be done anyway, and that's saying, oh, yeah, maybe we should just reopen it. And Abigail Spanberger is staking out some territory in the middle. We're going to talk a little bit about that and what that could mean moving forward. As crazy as this sounds, you know who might be the most disappointed with an Abigail Spanberger in the executive mansion? It might very well be Louise Lucas and Don Scott. Yeah. 3:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio W. 3:20, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday afternoon. Why am I so excited about a Monday? I'm off tomorrow. Well, I am. It's Veterans Day, and I got a lot of stuff that I will be doing as I help to serve. You know, I love to serve. I hate politics, but I love service. World of difference, too. Ugh. Some people love the politics part of it and then hate the service part of it. I love the service part of it, but I don't want to ask you for money or run around shaking hands and kissing babies or shaking babies and kissing hands, right? Because you can mess that up, and the next thing you know, you're in a world of hurt. No, but service, totally, all about that. But so that's what I'm going to be doing tomorrow. In fact, this whole week has a lot of service elements. I'm not going to tell you about them now. First of all, because it's going to feel a little too self-serving, and even for me, right? That's saying something. But I don't want it to sound ego-driven. So I'll give you the tally of things that I was able to do, God willing, this week at the end of the week. All right. So there you go. Let me get to a couple of quick text messages coming in here on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. All right. I mentioned to you that the biggest obstacle and the biggest annoyance for folks like Louise Lucas and Don Scott, the state Senate president and Speaker of the House and all that, the biggest difficulty they may run into once they get everything back in session is actually Abigail Spanberger. Why? Well, if you listened to the sound that Charles Pyle shared in the newscast, Abigail Spanberger was on, was it Face the Press or Meet the Nation or I don't know, one of those shows. And what did she say? Well, she talked about how she's actually a moderate. And she and Mikey Sherrill up there in New Jersey, they're the real faces of the Democrats, not the crazy cop-hating, Jew-hating communist who just got elected mayor of New York City that Zoran Mamdani. Eventually I'll get his name right, I'm sure. They say, no, he's not the way, it's us. So she is going to go into overdrive, it would appear, to pretend to be moderate. Well, what does that mean? She can say a lot, but she's probably going to find herself in a position where she's going to wind up vetoing stuff, some of the even crazier stuff coming from the General Assembly, which is going to put her in poor stead with the really crazy people like Louise Lucas and Don Scott. Will it matter? I don't know. I'm just telling you, that's part of what's going on. 804 on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, says, Jeff, Spamberger's a word salad machine, man. She went to the Kamala Harris school. She does have more than a healthy helping of word salad. That's true. And she's not the least bit exciting or interesting, which kind of says to me she really was a spy for the CIA. Because that's the job of a spy. Now, think about it. The job of a spy is not to be center stage. The job of a spy is supposed to be like just working themselves into the background. Oh, I mean, listening to everything you're saying, I guess, but not attracting attention. And she still presents herself that way. If she really is going to go a little bit further in politics, I think she has to excite a little bit of herself. 804, Jeff, poor John McGuire. He only has 1 year left before the Democrats gerrymander every single Republican into one district. Well, quite possible. That is quite possible. Hey, Jeff, I was wondering if you know what is going on with the programming on Saturday morning. No Stan the last couple of months. Well, that's not true. It's not last. It's a couple of weeks. It's 2 weeks, in fact, that In the Garage with Stan Andruski has not been on, and that's because Stan was actually traveling. Stan will be back. He'll be there Saturday. I won't be there Saturday because I've got a speech that I'll be doing. Plus, we have our big Brunswick stew sale down at Southern Police Equipment, which is on Midlothian Turnpike, right across the street from Virginia State Police Headquarters. That is there to help us raise funds to buy gifts for the honorees of our Lieutenant Jan McTurnan Blue Friday Honor. It is delicious Brunswick stew. It's my buddy Paul Diana, himself an ex-cop. PRD Concessions, right? That's the name of his company. Beautiful food truck. And so he's going to be there at Southern Police Equipment this Saturday from about 6 or 7 in the morning until, well into the afternoon, I don't know, 5, 6 at night, right across from Virginia State Police Headquarters. And he's just taking that money and turning it over to buy gifts, help us buy gifts for the Lieutenant Jan McTurnan Blue Friday Honors. All right, so that's the deal on that. And I think my very...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My friend Richard has just taken a few weeks off. No, he'll be back. He just, you know, you do real life, and then you got more real life, and then you got your show. And it's like, well, let's take a couple of weeks off from the show. That's it. All right, Jimmy Galliano, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI, joins us at 3:35. It is 3:26. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA. 3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday. It is chilly as well. Man, we've got some really chilly weather for the next couple of days. Today, of course, 250th birthday of the United States Marine Corps. And tomorrow is Veterans Day. I will, of course, as we do every year, just because I feel it's important to do, just to explain the difference between Veterans Day and Memorial Day and a few of the other holidays. People go, oh, yeah, that's, yeah, okay, we'll go through it. And it's important for me anyway, and I think it ought to be important for you to take a moment and say thank you to a veteran, somebody who has served. If you're down there at Richmond International Airport, there's a great USO there. You can always pop in and just say thank you. Just a little thing you ought to do. You probably run into great folks like Jimmy Galliano, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI, but also someone, proud soldier, graduate of West Point. One hell of a guy. I'm always happy to welcome him to the show. Jimmy, thank you so much for being here.
Jeffrey, good to join you. How are you?
I am doing well. I'm doing well. I'm feeling a little invigorated because it's cold, and it's only cold relatively. You know, it's like 55, but I'm shivering like Nanook of the North at this point.
Nanook of the North. Boy, yeah. I wonder if your young listeners even get that reference. But
not
you,
a clue.
You
always...
No. Exactly.
Not a clue.
But I got it, and I appreciate it, yeah. Brother.
Let's talk about what is or is not going on as we speak. Out in, what was it, Michigan, right? There was a big effort, brought down some pretty nasty people, some real terrorist stuff going on. Didn't get a lot of play in the media, though.
Yeah, Jeff, it got a little bit, I hate to say this, you and I kind of have joked about this in the past about sometimes the numbness that happens when, you know, the news cycle just seems to never slow down. But yep. this was an important one. And, you know, we always talk about the failures. We always talk about the things, the awful things that happen, whether it's 9/11 or going back to 1941 in Pearl Harbor. Sure. How did we miss this? How did we not know this was coming? And how did we not connect the dots? In this instance, you had, and Jeff, they just updated it, two more minors were just arrested in Detroit as a result of this investigation, which brings a total of 8 subjects across Michigan, Washington State, and parts of New Jersey. And Jeff, I read the indictments, and they're chilling. I mean, yeah. You talk about guys that spoke about beheadings, public beheadings, and uploading them to YouTube and uploading them onto social media. Two of them had traveled or made plans to travel to Syria and Turkey to get training from ISIS. You know, this goes back to the whole thing, you know, with the internet being a wonderful tool for all of us, it brings a world to our fingertips. But it also results in things like this, where young men, and when I say young men, these were disaffected, disconnected, disenfranchised young men who spent a lot of time online and were still trying to determine, when I say we, I still speak about the FBI as we because I bleed blue and gold, yeah. But we're still trying to determine whether or not they were inspired or directed to conduct these heinous acts. And the FBI and local law enforcement in Michigan, in New Jersey, and Washington State deserve a hell of a lot of credit here for thwarting, and that's the word for it, and blowing this thing up before these heinous acts could have taken place on Halloween, which was the target date that they had set.
Wow. It is chilling to realize what is going on. It's always wonderful to hear about something that involves the FBI, that involves law enforcement breaking this stuff up. And you say, we're still not sure, were they directed? Were they just getting into it? How long a process you think that's going to be before somebody is going to be able to say definitively, Jimmy, here's who directed them, or Jeff, here's why they did this and they weren't being directed.
Well, again, you know, criminals, and these were young men, yeah. But they always think they're smarter than the rest of us. And they were using some of those apps, Jeff, that you and I, who can barely log on and get our emails, we don't know how encrypted apps work, but they were using encrypted apps to communicate with each other, and the FBI was able to break that code and to get in there and to basically, like I said, thwart this before it happened. I think we'll know some soon. I mean, obviously we're in the preliminary stages right now, but you know, again, in the FBI and in law enforcement, you know, you don't want to take a bunch of victory laps and go, look at us, pat yourselves on the back, look at what we just did. But this could have been a major attack. And again, from my perspective, what I'm looking at is, I want to know, were they directed from folks overseas? They had traveled to Syria and to Turkey, two places where we know that are hotbeds of terrorist activity. Mm-hmm. They were charged with providing material support to FTOs, which are foreign terror organizations. Jeff, this is going to be a pretty big case, and really I want to commend and congratulate the FBI and local law enforcement in those three states for a great job taking this down. Nobody was hurt. You remember what we always say, the good guys got to get it right every single time, Jeff. The bad guys just have to get it right once. And in this instance, the good guys did a great job.
Well, I am thrilled to hear that. And it's not just Michigan, right? I mean, there were connections, if I understand it correctly, to a whole slew of people all over the place.
Yeah, there were two subjects in New Jersey, Jeff. It might have been Montclair. I'm not sure of the city. And there was one in Washington State. And then there were, like I said, two more in Michigan that were just charged a couple of days ago, which brings it to a total of eight. So, you know, that's the concern. You know, we talk about lone wolves all the time, but the other things are these sleeper cells, and these sleeper cells are the terrorists sending folks over here, like the 9/11 attackers, to work together, conspire together, to lay dormant until they are told to conduct a mission? Or was this something which I believe this case to be, as I read, you know, the affidavits, that this was more so related to young men that had gotten radicalized online, which is too big of a problem we have in this country. And again, it goes back to, you know, yesterday was 2 months since Charlie Kirk was assassinated. And remember, that was part of assassination culture. And what is that? It's somebody who has, you know, is a grievance collector who finds an intractable ideology that they become part of, and then they apply their own moral absolutism to it. And Jeff, whether it's the far right or the far left, that same thing applies across the board.
It sure does. It sure does. Jimmy Galliano is joining us, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI. Jimmy, you are up there in New York State. You worked forever, right, in New York City, based in that operation. You've seen the city change. I think you saw some improvements. We've spoken so many times about broken windows and bringing down murder rates and all the rest of that. What's going on right now with the election of Zohran Mamdani? Is this just a total sea shift for the city?
Jeff, it's heartbreaking. And again, you're right. New York is my adopted state, my adopted home. You know, having grown up in Decatur, Georgia, but spending most of my life up here and kind of seeing the city, working in the city and witnessing the city undergoing, you know, evolutions and de-evolutions, and I'm afraid that this is that. Look, you and I both follow politics, and obviously on last Tuesday night, we were both, you know, fixated on the returns, and, you know, whether it was Virginia, or, you know, whether it was California, whether it was New Jersey, whether it was New York City, we were all fixated on what the returns were going to be. No one was surprised about any of the outcomes except for how big the Democrats won. I mean, nobody expected. I know the Cuomo family. I don't know Andrew Cuomo well, obviously the man that ran against Zohran Mamdani. I've met Curtis Sliwa, but New York City, no one expects it to go red ever again. It's a deep, deep, deep blue city. But Jeff, here's the thing that I think so many of us up here struggle with. You know, Zoran Mamdani is a 31-year-old kid. He was elected to the New York State Assembly, which is our legislature. He did one two-year term up there. He had the worst show-up rate of any assembly member at all. I mean, the worst show-up rate. Oh. He's never done a thing in his life. He was born into privilege, and that's the term they like to use, so I'll flip around and use it on them. Yep. He was born in Uganda to parents of means and wealth. He lives in a rent-controlled apartment in New York City, someone who is taken advantage of and gamed the very system that he feels like is unfair. He wants to tax the rich and eat the rich and do all those things. But, Jeff, this is the most chilling part that I just want to run through this with you. In 1989, Ed Koch was the Jewish American mayor of New York City. It was his last year in office. He was born in the Bronx. He was born of parents that were, you know, Polish Jews that had traveled here. And he was born and raised in the Bronx. You know, on his headstone, it says, "Fiercely proud of my Jewish faith." I've been and seen his headstone. That was 1989. At that time, you know, Jews, the second largest enclave of Jewish Americans, or actually of Jews in the world outside of Israel, is New York City, a city of 8.4 million people. Yep. And at that time, you know, Jews in New York City outnumbered Muslims by a rate of 4-1. In 2013, Mayor Michael Bloomberg, his last year of his administration, the number of Muslims had doubled. The number of Jews had been cut in half. And again, Michael Bloomberg was an American Jew.
That's right.
Mamdani beats Andrew Cuomo at a time when Italian Americans and Irish Americans have been fleeing the city as well. The city is not the same. That doesn't mean that it's bad that different immigrants come in. It's the natural progression in the way things are.
Right.
However, there's a huge difference between immigrants that say, and I'm not going to use my parents or my family as an example, that between 1892 and 1943 came to Ellis Island, and Jeff, they just wanted to be Americans. They were fleeing the potato famine in Ireland. Yep. They were fleeing Mussolini and fascism in Italy. Yep. They just wanted to be Americans. They don't want to do that anymore. And when I say that, I don't mean everybody. But here's the difference. Less than 50% of New York City residents speak English. Let that resonate. Now, I say that as a man, Jeff, and I feel like I've got enough skin in the game because at the age of 48, I learned Spanish because I got assigned to Mexico City with the FBI. And I said, if I'm going to that country, I'm going to work for the U.S. Embassy and for the FBI, I need to speak the language.
Right.
People come here now, and it's not critical that they learn the language. When you don't learn the language, what happens? Zoran Mamdani campaigned, not all, but part of his campaign was in Arabic, where you'd see commercials in Arabic. Now, God bless it. My grandparents spoke Sicilian. They did that in the house. But when they went out, they spoke English and they worked hard to assimilate. And Jeff, that's a frustration, I think, that so many of us that are, even though I'm not a New Yorker, I've lived in New York most of my life. The great melting pot that New York has been for our nation for so long, you know, putting out the Statue of Liberty, give us your tired, your huddled masses. We are a nation of immigrants. But when you come here, you assimilate.
Right.
And if you don't want to assimilate, you fracture us and fissure us. And that's what's going on right now. Jews in New York City are afraid. They saw what happened last year on the campuses of Columbia, where Jews couldn't even go to class without being attacked, harassed, and harangued. And the NYPD, Jeff, and I know that's what you want to touch on real quickly, the NYPD, you have a mayor now who was called the NYPD racist and bigoted and demanded they be defunded. How does he show up at a cop's funeral now, Jeff? How does he stand there as a dignitary, which he is as the mayor-elect, and have anyone have faith that he deserves to be there and that he is not casting just a pall over everything because of the fact that he does not believe that police are decent human beings, that they are the best of the best, and that they're there to be the thin blue line to keep us separated from the riffraff. Jeff, that's my optimistic look of New York City right now. How's that?
Well, I know there are any number of conferences and events that in the past have been held in New York City that I have attended. I am going to think very seriously about going back. And I know that there are any number of folks who organize events like that who are also thinking, you know, we need someplace else because there's just nobody going to show up for this. Jimmy, I want to give you the out here. I want to talk about Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund for a couple of seconds, but I'm also going to ask you just yes or no, mass exodus from NYPD coming?
It's been going on for a while, Jeff. 36,000 men and women are part of the New York City Police Department. It's been a struggle ever since the Summer of Love of 2020 when all the riots and the BLM and the Antifa attacks and all that happened, and the fact that progressive prosecutors and police just don't feel like they're being supported. I think the NYPD will hold sway. They'll do what they have to do. They'll maintain their numbers. But Jeff, I do worry. They're leaving right now in droves. They're retiring early. They're going to enclaves, whether it's Virginia or whether it's Florida or whether it's Georgia or whether it's Long Island, New York, where they're going to be paid better and feel like they're better supported.
Gotcha. All right. Now, Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund, only about 30, 40 seconds. Not fair, but you can do it. We want to help.
Yep, absolutely. And a perfect segue into this. We're set up. It's you can go to policedefense.org. That's policedefense.org. We are set up to defend law enforcement officers that have been unjustly accused of crimes for doing their jobs. Go to the website, policedefense.org. Make any kind of contribution that you do. You can check online for charitable organizations. We have an amazing, amazing rating there. The money goes where it needs to go to support these families and these officers. Jeff, thanks as always. You always back the blue.
Thank you, my brother. That is Jimmy Galliano, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI, policedefense.org, policedefense.org. 352, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday. Anything going on? I'm just curious. There's got to be something going on. The stock markets are doing better. That's a good thing, is it not? If you are looking at your IRA, your 401k, your Roth IRA, any of those nifty things. Carl Carlson's going to be along at 4:35. He's going to chat with us a little bit about, being better positioned. And you know, it's not stock. You got to buy this, buy it now. Sell short. Buy long, build, I don't know, whatever all that stuff. It's not that. What I have found, and what was, you know what's weird? A little surprising. I'm not a finance guy. You probably figured that out, right? It's just because there's numbers involved, and I'm not a numbers guy. So I need other people who understand that stuff. I don't. I thought for a long time when I was a kid that I would do that because I had a cousin who was a big time stockbroker in New York, and I used to go and visit him. And it was really cool to be at the stock exchange and the cafeteria there, the lunchroom, dining room, whatever. I mean, it was pretty cool. And sitting in there, the food was great. Probably no great shock there, but sitting in there, Andrew was his name, and sometimes his sons, because his sons and I are, I'm older, but comparable age. And I would go up and visit them in New York. That was really cool. It really was. It was really, really cool. I remember sitting there with the Wall Street Journal and all of these tickers. You know, it was really old style. I mean, I was a little kid. And the silverware was heavy. Doesn't that seem like a crazy thing to mention? But the silverware was really heavy, which indicated to me that it was really well made, right? So it was very expensive. And that was the point of it, believe me. It wasn't to help you build up your biceps lifting that spoon or that fork. It was to let you know,
we have a lot of money here. We spend it on cutlery.
Okay. But I never quite understood any of it. And so it became pretty clear to me, hey, that's not going to be my career path. And then, as you know, my first real jobs as a cop, I wasn't making enough money that I could really think about and say, oh, someday this or someday that. And I was young. I was single. And I looked at some of my coworkers, some of the other guys in the job were married with kids. They had families. They were into this, and they were talking about pensions and do we or do we not get lifetime health care? That was something they spoke about even then. I didn't care about any of that stuff. I didn't. I cared about running and gunning. And, you know, I looked good in a uniform, and I could easily run after bad guys, and I got to drive really fast. I mean, that was my frame of reference. And I just didn't have a focus on financial components to that. And then I get involved in this goofy world of entertainment, right? Working pro wrestling, 34, almost 35 years now in talk radio. And there have been times where I've done rather well, right? You do morning drives in Boston, let me tell you something. You actually make a couple of dollars. That's the reality of it. Doing drive time in San Francisco and Miami, we did okay. Philadelphia, right? So now all of a sudden, there's a couple of dollars. Now, my parents never had two nickels to rub together, ever. And with that, well, I just didn't know, right? Since they didn't know, just didn't have any idea about finances. And so it just wasn't my thing. But now all of a sudden I had a couple of dollars. And then I've got a wife, and then I've got kids, and now all of a sudden it's like, oh yeah, this is something we need to deal with. And the best guy that I have ever dealt with has been Carl Carlson, because Carl's approach has always been really honestly about helping. And it's not easy work. It really just is not an easy thing. And that's why I like talking to Carl. And that's why I really do like having him on the program. And I like telling people about what he does and how he does it. And so he'll be with us at 4:35. And we've got Mort Klein joining us at 5:35, the president of the ZOA, Zionist Organization of America. Really getting hot and heavy now with the Heritage Foundation. I don't know what's going on there, but I'll tell you what, I'm not giving a nickel to anybody. Here we are, we're talking about finances, right? But I'm not giving a nickel to anybody. Until they get their stuff straightened out. So, Republican Party of Virginia, please, leave me alone. I'm not sending you guys any money until you actually know how to run a party. That's just a local thing. Heritage Foundation, I've been very impressed with some of the stuff that's happened over the years, but boy, these connections with people who seem very, very comfortable with Jew hatred, not interested. Not interested. And if that means that the leadership at the Heritage Foundation needs to resign, then so be it. That's what needs to happen. If that means that every one of us who in the past has been supportive of Heritage needs to say, Don't even reach out to me. Don't send me an email. Don't send me a text. I don't want to have any voicemails. I don't want anything from you until such time as you get your stuff together. Period. End of story. So,
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll talk with Mort Klein about that at 5:35. Quick reminder about the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. It is a lovely Monday. I'm taking a look at one of the texts coming in here. It says, Jeff, President Trump needs to move all these agencies out of D.C. so we can get these carpetbaggers out of Virginia. Well, it might be a little bit too late for that, but maybe not. You know, with this Wes Moore, the governor of Maryland, saying, well, we're going to redistrict. I think there's only one Republican in Maryland anyway, and he wants to get rid of them. Well, what happens then? I would say, if you're President Trump, you say, listen, you guys do that, that's fine. But we're going to move all of the federal employees that are in Maryland, we're going to move them elsewhere. Now, the president can do this, and you know what's going to happen. They're going to try and set up roadblocks with these district court judges. But there's got to be some sort of recompense. At some point, somebody has to say, all right, you can do that, but you shouldn't. It's a little bit like the whole speaking freely thing. People always say, you know, I have the right to say this. I get you. I cannot be, I have the right to say something. You do. Question becomes, should you say it? I have the right to call that person this name and that name. Yeah, you absolutely do. But that's not the question. The question is, should you? I think it has to be the exact same thing when it comes to these federal employees. The states that want to redistrict and eliminate every Republican, yeah, you would apparently have the ability to do that. You would have, quote, the right to do that. But the president should say, here's what happens if you do that. Here is what happens when that happens, if that happens. Maybe that ought not happen. It is 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA on a Monday afternoon. It is cold. No doubt about that, man. It is cold. I'm embarrassed by how cold I am at this point, but I think it's true. I mean, you move south, you get used to warmer weather, and you just keep moving south, right?
Good grief.
Well, fine. Yes, I am complaining and moaning and whining. There you have it. Hope you're happy now, big jerk. Oh, that's me, the big jerk. Right. Hey, the James River Air text line is always available to you, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Anybody else impacted by the weather in that way? Because it's weird. You know, we've got... my youngest guy, Joe, has his own Emily. We have a lot of Emilys involved in the Katz family, I've noticed. Anyway, so Joe's Emily grew up here. And so she loves the snow and cold weather. Like, she looks forward to snow. And I'm thinking, hey, sweetie, you're a nice girl and all, but I think you're crazy. Because I grew up with it. That's what I had all the time. You shovel enough, you think that's it. Nobody shovels sunshine. But then I moved even further north, remember? Thanks to Heidi and WRKO, legendary, another legendary radio station. But let me tell you something, that was cold. And that was snow measured in feet. I got friends who are from upstate New York. You can't even talk to them between, I think it's Halloween and Independence Day. Because in between those times, they're just snowed in. Talk to Carl Leonard, grew up in Buffalo, for goodness sakes, for the most part. That's why he can do the polar plunge, right? Because polar plunge in the Atlantic here in Virginia, I mean, honestly, that's like Independence Day up in Buffalo. It's crazy. It's crazy. And from RVA says, hey, good afternoon, Jeff. Can we hear Germs Millard, the Mallard Minute? He needs to be a big part of the 100th anniversary celebration. Thank you. Yes, Jeremy has done such amazing work with the Centennial Minutes. And I know did we not just get the final okie doke for the Millard, the Mallard one a few moments ago? So, yeah, we're going to get that on. And remember, I own Millard. It sounds crazy, but I do. I bought Millard the Mallard. I know he's hanging out there, and I've given him full permission to be part of the 100th anniversary of WRVA. Carl Carlson will be along at 4:35. It is 4:26. Jeff Katz, News Radio W. 4:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday. Yes, it is chilly. Doggone right, it's chilly. All right, it's cold. I've become a weather wimp. 14 years south of the Mason-Dixon line, we'll do that, right? Yeah, really, when it used to be 50 degrees, when it was 50 degrees and I lived in Boston, I was wearing shorts and a sleeveless t-shirt and flip-flops. Now? Space heater, couple of shirts, a sweatshirt, sweatpants, yeah, you know, the whole deal. Anyway, I'll tell you what will warm me up is listening to some of the information coming in from Wall Street, right? Lots of major increases in the markets. I think that's good. Isn't that reason for confidence? It's not? Well, maybe it is. Maybe it's not. I don't know. Carl Carlson from Carlson Financial is the guy that I trust and have trusted for years now. He's the guy that tells me whether I should or should not be confident in what's going on in the market. So, Carl, welcome, my friend. Is today a day for confidence or a day to hide under the desk?
I think it's a day for confidence, and I'll take my chili with some Frito-Lay chips in it.
Ah, there you go. I like... Ooh, boy, that sounds good, actually. Now that you... Wow. You've made that a time or two now that I'm thinking about it. All right. That's something you want to feature on your new Coffee with Carlson thing. You want to do, like, a little lunch and learn. Let's work some more food into this.
Yeah, I think so. Definitely. Coffee and Guernsey cream, my favorite combination.
There you go. You and your cows now. You really do have cows. That's amazing to me. I want to hear about that, but first I want to hear, because we were joking about it, but honestly, if you're getting ready to retire, people go back and forth between I'm terrified and maybe I'm a little confident, but you're saying, yeah, this is not a bad time.
No, I'm pretty optimistic. It's, there's some advisors out there that are optimistic. I think a poll just came out showing the majority of financial advisors are optimistic about the market. So I'm right along there with them. And what has to happen, though, is if you're retired or about to retire, if you don't have a good plan in place, including a strategy for your investments and a strategy for your withdrawals.
Yeah.
If you don't have a strategy for withdrawals, you might be having withdrawals.
Right. Right.
And because you'll be gulping if you need money out of your investments, and the stock market has dropped a lot because you'll have to sell a bunch of stocks that are down, and that does not feel good. So if you have a good strategy, all you need to do is figure out, well, how much income do I need out of my investments, and I need to make sure that I have a nice little stack of safe money that I can go draw from that'll last me 3 to 5 years if I needed to while I'm waiting for the market to come back up. So usually it doesn't ever take that long. Rarely does it take that long. Maybe the market's down 6 months, 9 months, sometimes stretches to a year and a half. But for the most part, if you have a nice little stockpile of safe money, market drops, you just move right over there and take your living money out of the safe money. Mm-hmm. All good, all confidence, all easy. And then as soon as the market comes back, you take some money out of the market and replenish your safe money and start getting money out of the market again. That's a withdrawal strategy.
That it's a fascinating thing to think about because, I have to put these things in ways that I understand. So I know what you've done for us. I know that we have X number of dollars in the market and we're invested in whatever it is we're invested in. And then over here is what you call the safe money. And I look at it and I'm thinking, okay, so you're telling me, Carl, if I need to, I can take X number of dollars out of there. And we're going to be fine because, number one, you've grown it, and it's a much bigger pile than we started with. But number two, this whole market thing essentially balances everything out and grows it. And then you, because it's not me, let's be honest here, I'm not moving anything. I'm not developing a withdrawal strategy because if it were mine.
We're doing that for you.
Yeah, exactly. You're doing it for me. So you're moving that stuff when it needs to be moved and doing it right.
Yep, and that is something that is going to just help give you tremendous confidence.
Yeah.
Because now you know that somebody knows how to do it, has you positioned to do it, and whenever we need to execute on it, we'll execute on it, and no problem.
I have to ask you about timing, and let me remind everybody, Carl Carlson from Carlson Financial is joining us. So that you know, Carl is my financial planner, and the Carlson Financial team, and it really is a team. Different financial advisors and planners handle, you know, this part, that part. Carl's kind of at the top of my financial planning pyramid there. I tell people all the time about what you've done for us and how happy I am, Carl, but I get a lot of people going, yeah, I know, Jeff, but, you know, I'm X number of years old. It's just too late for me to work with somebody. They're wrong, aren't they?
It's never too late.
Yeah.
It's never too late. A lot of times people do think that, but, you know, we can jump in, figure things out, move things around, and 9 months later, you can be in way better shape. So it's never too late.
What about these changes in tax policy? Because that is one of the many things that Carlson Financial is looking at. And your guys, you as well, have tried to explain it to me. Hey, this Roth IRA, as an example, now's the time to, what do? We converted it, we convinced it, we concocted it. I don't know. It was something with a C. I remember that.
Converted.
Converted.
You got it right. Almost.
Right. You converted.
You're in the ballpark.
Yeah. And I got to tell you something, Carl. This is the part that I try and share with people. You're talking about numbers and me, and I'm thinking, there's no way that that number is right. I can't possibly be a thousandaire. But there it is, and I'm looking at the numbers. You did try to explain the Roth IRA thing to me. Can you try and explain it to everybody? Why do you or do you not convert because of these new tax implications?
So when you have an IRA, some point down the road, you're going to have to take money out, and it has a very likely chance of increasing your taxes on other things. And at a point, they force you to take it out. That's required minimum distributions. And it can cause domino effects with your taxes. So you can convert it. You figure out how much and when and maybe over a period of years. And you're moving it out of the IRA and converting it into a Roth IRA where now it will never be taxed again as long as you live. You have to pay some taxes when you convert it.
Right.
But if you're figuring that out, those taxes are going to be lower than what they would have caused
additional taxes in the future.
Yep.
So
yep.
Pay the tax when you can get it out a little lower. You get it into a Roth, and then when it's in the Roth, it's growing tax-free for the rest of your life.
I love that.
And that's a big deal.
That's a huge deal. Hey, you take my word on it. That's a huge deal, Mr. Carlson. I came home that day. You know, Heidi was out of town at our last meeting, but I came home and I said, look, we're taking this amount out of the IRA, and it's going to be converted into the Roth IRA. I said, oh, you know, that's a lot of money. I said, yeah. And it's going to boost our income this year because we're going to pay taxes. Oh, my God, what are they thinking? And I said, well, here's what we're thinking. And I showed her. I said, well, if we wait and we take it out at whatever the age, I don't remember what you told me, but whatever the age is, we wait. Now, we're going to have to do it at some point, right? There's no options here because it's the federal government saying, hey, we want our bite. That's what this comes back to, right? It's we want our taste of this. I said, so if we do it now, here's how much we pay in taxes. If we wait to do it then, here's how much we'll pay in taxes. And she's like, well, why didn't we just do it last year? So I don't know, Carl. Apparently, she would have been ready to do it last year if somebody said we should have done that.
Wow, you did convince her. Yeah
right? I should be over on your team now. I want a Carl Carlson hat. I want a Carlson financial hat. But is there a strategy to that as well? Does it make more sense? And I don't know. I mean, you know, I work with people who are in their 40s. Should they be converting now or do they wait till they're in their 50s or 60s? I mean, it's all different, right?
Yeah, it's different for everyone. So it depends on your income in that particular year and tax brackets. And then it also depends on where we would forecast what kind of tax bracket somebody is going to be in 5 years, in 10 years, in 15 years. So as things start unfolding, it can be that we're looking at it and saying, you know, now your investments have grown a lot more than we expected, than we originally planned because we were planning conservatively. But now you're going to get yourself in a tax position, which is good because your stuff has grown a lot more.
Right.
But let's now make sure we take care of the taxes that this growth is going to cause and keep them low. Keep them low now and in the future.
I want you to talk a little bit, if you don't mind, Carl. And let me remind everybody, Carl Carlson from Carlson Financial is here. CarlsonFinancial.com is the website. 844-CARLSON is the number. Carl is my financial planner and advisor, just so everybody understands that, and has done it for years. And I am just thrilled with what they have done. Heidi is thrilled with what they have done. Life insurance component, because you actually gave me homework the last time we met, and as with any good student, I've put it off as long as I can, and I guess I actually have to do this now because I'm sharing with everybody, but you wanted information about life insurance and values and stuff. Explain to me what it is that I'm supposed to be looking for, because I'm sure there's somebody else in the same situation.
Definitely. So, and especially if you have someone, as you do with Julia, that you have to make sure you're taking care of her if something were to happen to you, that requires a certain type of insurance, and that's generally a insurance policy that's permanent, like a whole life instead of a term life. So you may have one, but that one may not be the best one. Mm-hmm. So you actually need to go shopping and say, is there a better life insurance plan out there for me and for my spouse and for Julia, anyone else that you need to be taken care of? And so we can get the current numbers that you have and get those in, and we can run them against other policies that are out there and say, you know what, you would be way better off. Generally, that's what we find. Mm-hmm. You'd be way better off if you were in this policy instead of that one. Now, the problem could be if your health isn't as good now as it was back then, that could be an issue, or it may not be an issue.
Yeah.
But if your health is still good, definitely you should be looking at it. And even if it's not quite as good, you could still find better policies out there.
Gotcha. I'm one of those weird people, Carl. My health is better now than it was a couple of years ago. All kidding aside, it really is. So,
yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm all right with that.
Good
I don't have any cows or anything cool like that, but you know, little dose of better health. I'll take it. You and your cows have fun doing whatever you and your cows do out there on the. What do they call that place where you keep the cows? Is that like the cow repository? What is that?
Well, something like that. It's something the like dairy that. Farm.
Dairy yeah. farm. Yeah, I was this close yeah. to us, said Mr. City Boy. All right. Carl, listen, man, you know this. I love you and the crew at Carlson Financial. Whether you're on the radio or off the radio, I'm telling people about Carlson Financial. I always send them first to connect with Carlson.com. You've got that free retirement toolkit there. But when they're ready, right, people have looked at it, run some numbers, what is the way that they need to get in touch with you and the team?
So they can call us at 844-CARLSON or reach out at carlsonfinancial.com. And then coming soon, they're going to be able to get my daily Coffee with Carl, and where I give some words of wisdom on some financial topic every day. And on Sunday, it's updates from the farm.
I love it. I absolutely love it. And you are providing more material for Heidi to point at me and laugh, because I said, look, Carl has really big dogs now out in his yard. And
honey, those are cows.
Yeah, I didn't even get the honey, man. I just got this big head shake you could have heard all the way to Colorado, my friend. So, it was what it was. Carl, love having you here, man. We will talk again soon. That is Carl Carlson. Great guy. You betcha, sir. My financial advisor, my financial planner. And I'm just telling you, he's done exactly what we asked him to do and then some. And it's for us anyway, our why, right? Simon Sinek said, start with why. Our why, my why is Julia. And he's done yeoman's work for Julia. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 5, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is funny to me. Yes, yes, it really is. It is funny to me that the Democrats have now folded on the budget thing. And here's the best part about it. The leftist, I mean the real crazy leftists, are outraged. My God, we gave in. We're funding Hitler. Yeah. Okay. I mean, it's crazy on the one hand, and it's pathetic on the other. And all around, it meant that good, decent people were without salaries. They were not getting paid for work they were doing. We had air traffic controllers showing up to work, doing exactly what they were asked to do, and they didn't get a nickel. Now, they will get it all back, which, at least in theory, is what makes all of this better. But you try living without a paycheck for a while. Let me know how it works for you. It is why I remind people all the time, right? And it's totally appropriate coming out of our little discussion there with Carl Carlson. I tell people all the time, you have to look out for yourself. You really do. You've got to look out for yourself. There's nobody else that's going to do anything for you. Well, Jeff, I'm friendly with I got it. I got it. You know a lot of great people, and that's great. But when push comes to shove, you've got to look out for yourself. And if you're not, then you're going to get caught unawares and empty-handed, and it's really going to be a bad thing. Some people simply work, right? I have a job, Jeff. This is what I do. At the end of the week, I get so much money, and that's it. That's fine. But understand at that point, you're dependent on someone else. You have a business? Great. Remember that businesses can't pay you every single week if it's your business. So there are benefits to each of these things. Sometimes it might not be a bad idea to have a foot in both, you know? Now that I'm thinking about it. Michelle Bachmann has now resigned from the Heritage Foundation Board of Directors. We've got Mort Klein joining us at 5:35 to talk a little bit about what the hell is going on at Heritage. Used to be it was the place to go. They did great things, and now this association with Tucker Carlson and anti-Semite. Well, now let's not call it a Jew hatred. Let's forget it, because there are other people that could be considered Semitic, right? It's Jew hatred is what it is. And I don't know if Tucker Carlson was simply able to hide his Jew hatred for many years while he was at Fox, or it's a newly discovered hatred for the Jewish people. I don't know. But the Heritage Foundation, for it to have a single solitary shred of dignity in the year 2025, has got to say, we're done. This is not about, quote, canceling people. This is not about silencing people. It's certainly not about the First Amendment rights. You have to be reminded on a regular basis, the First Amendment is all about the government telling you to shut up. Freedom of speech. It's about the government shutting down your freedom to speak freely. That's the First Amendment. It has nothing to do with this. This is an entity in the Heritage Foundation, governed by human beings, obviously, who have to make a choice. Yes, we believe it's important that we stand over here, or we believe it's more important we stand over there. We're going to pick a spot to stand. Okay. That's the way that that has to break down. 757 hits me up on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Jeff, people that say that they love the cold have never spent 2 hours in it directing traffic or taking an accident report. Oh, the worst, right? Directing traffic in a blizzard or cold, freezing sort of a rain. Oh, man, that's bad. You know what else? 757? Parade duty. Anybody, do you ever have to work a parade? Like in Philadelphia, we had the Mummers Parade, which, I mean, no offense, but it really is like one of the dumbest parades ever, because the Mummers themselves, it's just a silly, silly thing. And it always, I've never been a fan of the Mummers. I'm the one guy from Philadelphia who's not a Mummers fan. So now you know the rest of the story. But that being said, traffic, accident reports, parade duty, because you got nowhere to go. You've got nowhere to go. And you're not there to watch the parade. You're there to watch the crowd. Make sure the crowd doesn't do something stupid to the people who are doing something stupid as part of the parade. And guess what? The phrase, and alcohol was involved, is almost guaranteed to come up in whatever reporting or report you write. Guarantee it. Should Elon Musk be a trillionaire? I'm thinking, why not? Right? I'm never going to be a trillionaire. I'm cool with that. I'm never going to be a billionaire. I'm okay with that. But Elon Musk could very well wind up as a trillionaire, and the people at CNN, their heads are just popping right off of their flipping shoulders thinking about it. Let's hear cut number two.
Very brief.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Please, sir, before I let you go, you mentioned income inequality. Do you think that Elon Musk should be a trillionaire? Is that a thing we should have?
I said I'm all for Elon becoming a trillionaire as long as we can have a 5% trillionaire tax. We would have childcare, $10 a day with childcare workers making $20 an hour for the 5% trillionaire tax. My problem is not the wealth generation, it's that it hasn't been taxed. Have a wealth tax on all these billionaires and trillionaires. By the way, there are more of them in my district than anywhere in the world. And if I can be for taxing them more, it shouldn't be a hard vote for the other 434 members of Congress.
So you're okay with making money so long as you can take some of his money. All right, well, I guess that's okay. I don't know. He's already paying taxes. And whether he makes $1 million or $1 trillion, I guarantee you he's paying taxes. Because Elon Musk is not sitting down with TurboTax at the end of the year in a pile of cocktail napkins trying to figure out what the bills are, right? When you have that much money, it's a little bit like President Trump. Oh, we need to see Trump's taxes. Man, Trump hasn't seen Trump's taxes in years, right? He's not sitting there putting these numbers into it. Yeah, he has a whole staff. Guarantee Elon Musk, same thing, he's got a whole staff that does it. He's not paying his fair share. Well, what do you think is a fair share? 105% of what he made. All right, well, now you really are a communist and an idiot. They do go hand in hand, by the way. How about Scott Bessent? Scott Bessent, one of the smartest guys you're ever going to find, Secretary of the Treasury, he went on with that, George Snuffleupagus, right? And, I got to tell you, I felt a little bit sorry for Snuffleupagus. Cut number three.
President continues to post about ending the filibuster. Is that the best way to end the shutdown right now? Is that what the administration's position is?
No, George, the best way to do it, and look, you were involved in a lot of these in the 90s, and you basically called the Republicans terrorists, and you said that it is not the responsible party that keeps the government closed. And so what we need is five brave, moderate Democratic senators to cross the aisle, because right now it is 52 to 3, five Democrats can cross the aisle and reopen the government. That's the best way to do it, George.
I can disagree with you about the history there, but we don't need a history lesson right now. Let's talk about what's happening right now.
If you want, I've got all your quotes here, George.
I'm sure you do.
But let's talk about the situation right now. So you got one purchase on Amazon this week, and that's very much what you said.
It's a mischaracterization of history, but I do want to talk about right now is the best way to end the shutdown right now, to end the filibuster?
The best way is for five Democratic senators to come across the aisle.
Wow. Again, you could almost feel sorry for Snuffleupagus because if he weren't such a, it is 5:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
And now a News Radio WRVA Centennial Minute celebrating 100 years as the voice of Virginia.
And why did you start saying that at 6:45?
Well, for some, I just figured that a lot of people got up at 6:45 and started their 3-minute eggs.
Is that right?
One morning, I say I was late by a minute, and there were more 2-minute eggs in Richmond than the law allowed.
Are they duck eggs or?
No duck. Shh. Or him. Where is he this morning?
Did somebody say something?
That was it was Tim, not me, so help me, Millard. It was Tim. Good morning, Millard.
You went to Calgo School. It's on the 30th.
30th.
40th.
40th. Millard, Millard, it's been, I want you to know, it's been 12 wonderful years.
Has it been that long?
Yep.
Have we had a duck for that long around?
It sure has. It seems like 100.
Hi, 21, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, Monday afternoon. It is going to be, I would say freezing, but freezing is warm compared to 28 degrees. It's going to be 28 degrees overnight. So what does it mean? It's going to be cold. But in addition to that, if you've got stuff outside, you got plants outside, get them in now. This is not one of those, well, it might be a little bit warmer where I am kind of deals, right? We've all played that game and you think, oh, yeah, those used to be tomatoes. Now, I don't know what they are, but they're not tomatoes anymore. Now, this is the real deal. 28 degrees, it is going to be a hard frost for most of the stuff outside. And that means that most of the stuff you've got outside in in planters and pots is going to die if you leave it out there. So you've got to bring it in. Taking a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Tobias is down in Chesterfield, retired United States Marine. Hoorah, Tobias, and a happy 250th birthday to the greatest fighting force the world has ever seen, the United States Marine Corps. Tobias says, hey, Jeff, I hope you and the family are well. I lived in Colorado many, many, many years, and the cold there is brutal. However, when we went to see my son graduate from Navy boot camp in Chicago, that's Naval Station Great Lakes, I think is the name of it. The cold and the wind there, well...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It caused my entire body to hurt for days. Yeah, I am not a fan of cold anymore. And you heard that Centennial Minute with Millard the Mallard talking about, 12 years that the duck had been part of the show, and the duck said, yeah, seems more like 105. How many of us do not know that feeling, right? We've been married how long? No kidding. I thought it was longer. Okay. I've got a photo up. A lot of people are taking a look at this over at Jeff Katz on Facebook. This is the just regular Jeff Katz page. In parentheses, it says Radio Katz because there are a lot of Jeff Katzes floating around. But it is me with an unnamed member of the California Highway Patrol a long time ago. And this was me recreating that WKRP episode where Dr. Johnny Fever takes a drink every so many minutes, and then they check his reflex. Remember this? Now, a lot of radio stations used to do this. A lot of things that radio stations used to do that they don't do anymore. But this was kind of one of those things, kind of a tradition. And before the holidays, just so everybody saw you, you should not drink and drive before it was really, really big efforts against drunk driving. So you would do this. So anyway, I was doing mornings at the time. And starting at 6 in the morning, I took a shot of tequila every 15 minutes, right up until the end of the show. And this is after the show has ended. I am standing, which is amazing, but I am standing with this wonderful member of the California Highway Patrol. And what we had not thought about was how exactly I was going to get home afterwards. Now, I will let you in on a little secret. I had a... relationship at the radio factory at that point, not this radio factory, but that radio factory so many years ago. And the two of us, she and I, were convinced that nobody knew we were a thing. Of course, when I was done taking a shot of tequila every 15 minutes for 4 hours straight, they went right to her and said, you got to take him home. And she had this look like, oh, well, you know, we know all about it. Just take him home. All right, coming up at 5:35, Mort Klein, President, Zionist Organization of America. What is the real solution for the Heritage Foundation? 526, rather. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 5:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday. You hear there's some movement up there in D.C. to get the federal government reopened. We'll continue to follow that. Obviously, we've got a lot of federal employees who are listeners to this program. I certainly do appreciate it. What is going on with the Heritage Foundation? Now, I've been a conservative a long time. I have been a broadcaster for a long time. I've been active in various and sundry things for a long time, and I've always looked at Heritage as a great resource. The last month or so, I've been absolutely appalled, and I've continually asked, as you know, what the hell has happened to Tucker Carlson? Was he always a Jew hater? Did he just hide it very well at Fox News? I don't know. But I do want to know exactly what the connection is now, and I will tell you that Mort Klein, who's one of the best people I've ever met, fine man, great American, president of the Zionist Organization of America, he is on point with this, and I'm so happy he could work us into his schedule. Mort, it is always, always a blessing to have you here, my friend.
Well, it's great to be with you. I just came from last night's ZOA National Gala with Miri Adelson, Ambassador Leiter from Israel, Ambassador Danone from Israel, and Leo Terrell. So it was a tremendous night, and in it we discussed the Heritage Foundation. So I'm happy to talk about it as you wish.
All right. Well, first of all, I need an invite for the gala next year. Let's do something happy. We'll cavil about that first, and then we'll talk about this. So I have to ask you, in all candor, Mort, you and I have been involved in public affairs, if you will, for a long, long time. I look at Heritage now. I don't really recognize why they have this continuing relationship with this guy, Tucker Carlson, who it just seems to me is letting his inner Jew hater out now for everyone to see. So what is your sense of this?
When I used to watch Tucker Carlson every night on Fox when he had his show, I would remark to my wife, the man never mentions Israel. No matter what extraordinary event is occurring in Israel and the Middle East, he ignores it. I said, I don't understand it. Now, I see it's clear that he has enormous hostility toward Israel. He has said himself that Christian supporters of Israel have a brain virus and are acting in a heretical manner to Christianity, and he dislikes them more than anyone. That means he's saying that Ambassador Mike Huckabee is a Christian heretic. He has a brain virus. Donald Trump has a brain virus. Ronald Reagan, Secretary of State Rubio, yep, the Secretary of Defense. It's a horrific statement. And he also says the U.S. sends money to Israel so Israel can intentionally murder Christians and blow up churches. A vicious anti-Semitic lie. And even in Iran, he said those people who are urging Trump to destroy the nuclear facilities in Iran, which threaten the United States of America. They remember, Iran screams in their rallies, death to America, death to Israel.
Right.
He says those people who are fighting against Iran are warmongers, and those who are trying to stop action against Iran's nukes are peacemakers. But not only does he himself make these outrageous statements, he has had a dozen guests on his podcast making the most extraordinary statements that you just can't believe. They praise Hitler, yes, as being awesome and cool. They praise Stalin, who murdered 45 million people. They call for death to Jews. They deny the Holocaust ever happened. They attack Charlie Kirk because he's pro-Israel, and they urge that all pro-Israel Republicans be thrown out of the Republican Party. And when these insane things, crackpot statements are made, what does Tucker Carlson do? He either nods in agreement or he says nothing. So he lets it pass as if it's okay. And Kevin Roberts, the president of the Heritage Foundation, said those of us like me who criticize Tucker Carlson for the outrageous statements he's made, we are venomous people. I'm not allowed to criticize Tucker for these horrifying statements. We're venomous. And Kevin Roberts added, we are promoting someone else's agenda, meaning I'm promoting Israel's agenda. He accuses me, a loyal American citizen, of dual loyalty. And he says he will always be close to Tucker Carlson no matter what. So we have simply said that Kevin Roberts must retract, apologize, and condemn Tucker Carlson and end all relations with Tucker Carlson at the Heritage Institute, yep. or he has to resign. Otherwise, we at COA, who are involved with programs at the foundation,
right.
we're out. So those are, in a nutshell, what's going on there. It is quite disconcerting.
What are you hearing from other folks in this space, Mort? And I want to remind everybody, Mort Klein, president of a ZOA, Zionist Organization of America. We just saw that Michelle Bachmann has resigned from the board of directors yes. at the Heritage Foundation. Are you getting a sense that other people there are saying, Mort, you're right on this. If he sticks around, we're out?
Not only Michelle Bachmann, a former congresswoman, left, and she's an ardent Christian and conservative.
Right.
Stephen Moore, who doesn't deal with Middle East issues, he's an economist. He said, I want nothing to do with Heritage anymore. It will taint me as the Jew hatred has tainted them. Other people have left. Many of the donors I share with Heritage have told me no more money for Heritage. They've lost a substantial amount of donor money
right.
in the last week and a half. And the Esther Project, which is a project at Heritage fighting anti-Semitism, have said this is so outrageous, we're leaving Heritage.
Wow.
This Esther Project on anti-Semitism now wants nothing to do with Heritage. And there are other people seriously considering leaving. The Republican Jewish Coalition has condemned them. And the National Association of Orthodox Rabbis, 2,500 of them, they've left the Esther Project like ZOA has.
Right.
So more and more people are now leaving Heritage, and it is high time for Kevin Roberts to be fired if they don't say Tucker Carlson will have nothing to do with Heritage anymore. Tucker Carlson has become a Jew-hating, Israel-hating bigot who should not be he shouldn't be in anyone's polite company anymore. He's become that vicious.
It is so bizarre to me, Mort, to watch him, to hear him now. I look at his transformation, if you will. The same thing with Candace Owens. I have not heard such vicious lies, quite frankly, since the last time I read through the Protocols of the Elders of Zion. It's just vile garbage.
It is hard to understand this remarkable transformation from being normal by Candace Owens to becoming a Jew hater.
Yeah.
Normal, of sorts, by Tucker Carlson becoming a Jew hater. Steve Bannon has become hostile to Israel. He used to be extremely pro-Israel. He spoke at my dinners, and he's become hostile.
Wow.
What is causing this transformation?
Yeah.
Is somebody paying them off? Is this Qatar? I don't know. I have no idea, but it's so extraordinarily bizarre. There has to be an explanation rather than just changing their mind about policy. I mean, Tucker Carlson, in his last show, called Bibi Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel, an evil man. Evil? All he's done has been fighting the Hamas terrorist group so they can't continue to launch bombs, missiles, and murder thousands of Jewish people. That's not evil. Was Franklin Roosevelt evil when he fought the Nazis? No. He was fighting to try and stop them from being able to hurt us. And he doesn't call Mahmoud Abbas, the head of the Palestinian Authority, evil, doesn't call the head of Qatar evil, or the head of Turkey evil, when they really are only the Jewish prime minister of the Jewish state of Israel. This is called anti-Semitism.
Yeah, it is one of those things, Mort. I mean, here we are commemorating Kristallnacht, right? I mean, just a commemoration the
yes.
other day. We look at what happened then. We know what the what happened after that. That was just the beginning. People don't fully understand. And I must tell you, and, you know, you're sitting here talking to a very proud Jewish man who is determined to live out the phrase never again, never again. I look at this. I worry about our people who are saying exactly the same things that were said in pre-Nazi and early Nazi Germany. Oh, it can't happen here. There's nobody that evil. I can't even imagine it. We're the most advanced country. All this nonsense, which we're still hearing today. We're hearing it in droves. We just saw Jews in New York City voting for a guy who's told them, frankly, he hates them and he would like to globalize the Intifada.
This new mayor of New York City, This is really frightening, because he has praised the Holy Five, the Holy Land Five. These are people who are convicted of raising $12 million for Hamas, and he says, I love them. He has refused to say that he's against murdering every Jew on earth. He won't say it, because that's what the extreme Jew haters have been saying. He condemns Israel for every action imaginable. He says he's going to stop the Cornell Technion program in New York City, which has brought thousands of jobs in New York, because the Technion is a university in Israel. This is a very bad man. He has really shown that bigotry, he's disguising it as principle. Yep. The hatred is being baptized as virtue. Hostility for Israel, according to him, is now indicating decency. It's very dangerous. He must be condemned and attacked. And by the way, at our dinner, Elise Stefanik, who's running for governor, has publicly and bitterly attacked him for this. But this is something that has to be stopped now, or it can grow. We cannot allow this to fester. And as the head of Hamas said, Mahmoud al-Zahar, in a podcast 6 months ago, said publicly, first we're going to kill all the Jews, next we're going to kill all the Christians. This is the head of Hamas. He said, first the Saturday people, next the Sunday people. So we're all in this together. It's not just the Jews. So I'm urging everyone to speak out against this nightmare of irrational Jew hatred that we're experiencing in so many parts of America and so many parts of the world.
Mort, for folks who want to learn more about all of this and want to learn especially about ZOA, Zionist Organization of America, maybe step up and help as well, what is the best way to be involved?
Go to our website. You'll learn more about this than I even just spoke about with you, ZOA.org, ZOA.org. And there's a place there to contribute to help us promote these truths and fight this hatred, evil against Jews and against Christians. And if you go to our website, you will learn all the details about this heritage issue and all the details about Mamdani, the new mayor-elect of New York City, a man who publicly says we must boycott, divest from, and sanction Israel, and who was a founder of the viciously evil anti-Israel organization Students for Justice in Palestine at Bowdoin College, the college that he attended. This is one of the most evil, dangerous people ever been elected to an important post in my lifetime in the United States of America. We've got to fight this before it grows any further.
We do. All right, Mort, I'm going to ask a favor as well. I'm going to need you to come back soon. I mean, in a week or so, keep us updated. I mean, every week, every 2 weeks, whatever works on your schedule. But my God, people have to hear about this. They have to hear about it from you, because ZOA is absolutely the tip of the spear on this one, my friend.
Well, I'm happy to come back, and we're still putting pressure on Kevin Roberts. By the way, one of the people that Tucker had on was Nick Fuentes, a Holocaust-denying lover of Hitler and Stalin. How do you have him on your show? How do you give him a platform? I will tell you, David Duke is thrilled with Tucker Carlson. Louis Farrakhan is thrilled. Even Donald Trump, when asked about him, you know what Donald Trump said? Tucker Carlson has become very clearly a kook. That's the word that President Trump has used about Carlson. He's a kook. And Carlson and Trump used to be very close friends.
Yep, yep. And I think kook is a very kind assessment there.
It is.
Mort, God bless you, my friend, and we will talk again soon. That is Mort Klein. He is the president of Zionist Organization of America, ZOA, so that everybody understands some of the strongest, most passionate, most active Zionists in the world are Christians. And according to Tucker Carlson, he hates you the most. I don't know, and I don't know why Heritage is staying in any way connected to him. So we will get Mort back. Germ, make sure we get Mort back maybe in a week or so. Get the updates. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 5:53, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday, and ordinarily I have something happy and friendly to tell you about Susanna Hoffs and our longtime ongoing relationship that she knows nothing about, right? Parasocial. I have to share some unbelievably sad news. There are a number of folks who reached out earlier in the show and said, Jeff, it sounded like somebody kicked you in the shins or something. It's such a, because your whole, I had received a text from a dear friend, Dave Saunders, Now, I've known Dave for, I don't know, 15 years, I guess. Dave is just one of the finest human beings you're ever going to meet. Some people know him from Madison and Maine, which is this brilliant marketing, PR, advertising company that he founded years ago. Some of you know him as the owner of the Texas Inn, which has, of course, the Jeff Katz hot dog benefiting Special Olympics. Dave and the Texas Inn are actually going to be front and center on the next Carl Leonard, Jeff Katz Special Olympics fundraiser. But Dave sent me a note that said, my son Jack has died. Jack Saunders, an amazing young man, 23 years old. A recent JMU grad. He had started law school over at University of Richmond. And he was injured in an accident, and he didn't make it. And so now my friend Dave has to do what is just flat out wrong. He has to bury his son, right? Dads are not supposed to bury their kids. It's not the way this is supposed to work. So I'm going to ask you, just as the decent person that you are, if you're a person of faith, please keep Dave and Jack and the entire Saunders family in your prayers. And if you're not a person of faith, just please keep them in your thoughts. All right. Have a wonderful evening and cherish every single second. God willing, you and I get the chance to do this all over again on Wednesday, starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.